We are all tempted by the many sins in the world, but we have to remain faithful even in the face of death. Many people in the Bible had to deal with the same struggles of faith. If you would kindly turn to Daniel chapter 3, that is where our main focus is at. In this chapter, the story of how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were cast into the fiery furnace because of their unwavering faith takes place. It takes place during a time when Nebuchadnezzar took Judah captive. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were among the prisoners. Nebuchadnezzar had been trying to change them. He had already changed their names, and he had been trying to change the way they eat and the way they drink. But Daniel said that he would remain faithful and that he wouldn't give in to the delicacies and the temptations that the King Nebuchadnezzar had offered. All throughout the book of Daniel, faith is shown, and Daniel 3 is an example. It starts when King Nebuchadnezzar builds a gold image 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide. He ordered everyone to come to the idol and commanded that they worship it at the sound of music. Kind of bossy, right? When the music played, everyone fell and worshipped. Well, most of them did, but three Jews stood out. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego remained standing because they were faithful to God. Even when questioned and about to be thrown into the fire, they told Nebuchadnezzar that they were not careful to answer and that God would deliver them from the fiery furnace. They were bound and cast into the fire. Now, usually, being bound and cast into a fire leads to death, especially when it's 7 times hotter. But Nebuchadnezzar looked into the fire only to see that the three were loose and that there was a 4th person in the fire. The king called them out, and when they stepped out, they were perfectly fine. Because they were faithful, the three were saved. Everyone has to deal with temptation in life, even Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was tempted by the devil, but he remained faithful and turned away. Jesus, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are perfect examples of who we should aim to be like. James chapter 2, verse 10 says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Remaining faithful to the Lord, even in the face of death, is what we need to do. It can be hard sometimes, but if we pull through, it will be rewarding to be with him in heaven. If we aim to be as faithful as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it will greatly help us in our Christian lives because we trust in him, to guide us toward him, and keep us away from temptation. Our faith and love towards God is what makes us perfect examples of good Christians. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." If we do exactly like that, our faith and love will flourish and be a great example to others and be great in the eyes of the Lord.